suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Hi. Okay, I just wanted to make a quick note before this episode starts. So we recorded this the morning before the afternoon that we got an announcement about the new recurring cast, who I think will all be regulars when the series starts back, well, when series 11 starts, which will be, I think, unfortunately not until the fall of 2018, not counting, of course, Jodie Whittaker's entrance, which will be on December 25th for the Christmas special, but just sort of to explain why it seems like we know even less than we should actually know, it's because we didn't get the announcement until later that day. So, in addition to Jodie Whittaker playing the Doctor, the lineup, when the show comes back, will include, companion-wise, Bradley Walsh playing Graham, Mandip Gill playing Yasmin, and Tozin Cole playing Ryan. Beyond that, we don't know a whole lot, so I think enough of this episode is still applicable to put it out and to give you an episode to enjoy while we're waiting for more news and waiting for more episodes. And so enjoy. Hi, welcome to Disused Yeti. I'm Risa Roboto.
I'm Ken.
Liar!
What? Oh, right.
Ruth.
That doesn't sound right.
Have you tried buckle? Does that sound right?
Buckle?
Buckle.
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 Buckle-o. Buckle-o sounds good.
Okay, buckle-o.
Let's go with that.
This is buckle-o.
Buckle-o.
And today we're talking about Doctor Who.
I hope so.
Well, I don't know. That was the plan last time.
Doctor of what? Right? Because of the Rowan Atkinson? Because... Anywho. Anywho.
I like that. That was good there.
It's happening again.
I feel like I should explain. Ruth is super sleep deprived, and we were just having this conversation about how being super sleep deprived is basically the equivalent of being drunk.
I basically had a, what's it called, a fourth of whiskey, probably.
Yeah, at this right? point, yeah. Oh, and we're at Galaxy of Comics, if I haven't mentioned that, I don't remember.
You mentioned on the one where we just went off on nothing for 10 minutes.
So we're going to be talking about kind of future companions, what we would like. We have, for the first time, a female Doctor. So is that not going to affect the dynamic of the people on the TARDIS? We don't really know. So I'm just sort of wondering, like, would people prefer more male companion, female companion, other gender altogether? Like, groups, pairs? How do people feel?
I think we should have two companions.
Yeah, I think much more than that, and it's hard to kind of give everyone a story, but I like the dynamic of having more than one companion.
I like I've always liked that too. Classic Doctor Who episodes. I mean, they started off with essentially two companions, the teachers.
It was kind of three.
Yeah, plus Susan. I don't consider her a companion. I mean, I know she is, but you know. She's family.
Aww. So she's not a friend. She's a family member.
Yeah. Family companion. Sorry about your life.
Right. The other people that his life's easier.
Sorry, you're a cobblestone.
They don't even have shoes.
Oh, we'll get to that. So we're thinking like maybe a male and a female companion?
Yeah. You know, go with that original dynamic of, like, the couple that are already together, and then there's no weird tension or anything. Because that's always the thing that really bothers me is whenever it feels like the Doctor is having a relationship with the companion. Yeah. It's like, I really don't like that.
I think maybe that was part of what they were trying with Bill, with making Bill gay.
Yeah.
Was because then there were two guys on the TARDIS with her, so she didn't have any...
Yeah.
Interest.
Yeah. And I mean, even with Clara?
Yeah.
Even with Clara, like, because, like, every time you start, it's like, oh, you're gross. I don't like you. You're ugly.
And still people were shipping that.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. What? She didn't actually say.
No.
You're gross.
No.
No, he said it to her.
That to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was just like, she's like, how do I look? And he's like, fine. I don't know, maybe put the makeup on.
Clara was not that rude.
Yeah. No, she was not. He was.
He was, yeah.
And I think that's why one of the reasons I liked him so much, because he's just like, I don't care.
So does that count as a reference when in Guardians of the Galaxy he keeps calling Angel's Mantis ugly and that she's beautiful on the inside?
Maybe.
Super undercover Doctor Who reference.
Or coincidence.
Several layers or coincidence.
I'd go with
you decide.
So we're thinking maybe like a male and female companion, if we could somehow find a way to take out the like will they won't they dynamic of that relationship. Even like Amy and Rory, they were at least already married, so it took out that part. Although then there was a stupid divorce.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. No, there was some weird stuff with the whole Amy Rory time. It really felt like she was in love with him, and he wasn't like necessarily reciprocating, but he didn't. It never felt like he rejected her in any way or rejected anything. I don't know.
And it did feel like there's a bit of weird tension with Rory for a bit, and it's
So if they can figure out a way to make that work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he gets back and it's like, oh, it's my great 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 granddaughter's great 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 great, like Susan's
relative. Yeah. Mm. What about like species then? Species.
I'd be totally down for aliens.
Yeah, I think that would be nice if we could just not make it a present day.
Yeah, because that seems to be what they keep doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, let's move away from that.
Yeah, we've done this. We know how it works.
Yeah, sure, like I know that's why we need it initially, because we need someone the audience can relate to ask all the questions.
Well, I personally don't like that, because usually it's that, well, they always end up being the questions I don't want to ask or care about.
Right. Well, and that's one of the things that I sort of wonder now that we have a female companion, is she... all of a sudden going to be like, I like bringing guys along with me now. Because I feel like the BBC will want there to be, like, a guy on the show pretty regularly, but that would be a change for the Doctor.
Mm-hmm. But then if there's no male, then all the males are going to stop watching or whatever weird nonsense people
Already going to stop watching
because
the Doctor is
exactly. Those people are going to stop watching anyway, so screw them. Do it. Just do whatever feels right, you know?
I wish that they were keeping Bill.
Yeah. No, I like... Bill would probably work out pretty well. Although they haven't actually said anything, right? Have they officially said
Bill is gone? I mean, I
guess
there's a slight chance. I also...
It seems unlikely,
It seems unlikely, but also there was an interview that Matt Lucas had, and I don't know what he was saying, but it sounded like he was like, it's not the end of Nardole, so I don't know how much he knows, or if he's going to be in the Christmas special, or what that means.
Yeah, because he just kind of got left on the ship to
wait for not, more Cybermen. Yeah, he's not separated or anything, I don't
think. Yeah.
Because he could come back. I mean, companions
like
sometimes come back.
Yeah.
You know, Sarah Jane's a perfect example of that.
Yeah, and...
Probably
and
prime example.
An example where it worked really well, too.
Yeah.
Figured out a way that, like, sense, and she got to be part of the story, and we were all happy, and then we were all sad. So I don't know, is there anything else that you're specifically hoping for or looking for with a new companion?
Not a kid.
I think that's the Adric situation.
We don't ever want another
geriatric alien.
Well, that's already the Doctor.
No, but, like, really alien. Because real talk, he doesn't look
that
alien.
That looks more like an alien.
They look like, you know.
Yeah.
He's very humanoid.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, maybe some sort of...
You know what would be great?
Thing.
The grandma on Squidbillies.
Cast her. Done.
Yeah.
We did it.
Like, it should be some weird computer-generated thing, but they still gotta get, what's his name, Dana Snyder or whoever to do the voice.
Yeah. I want storylines that get kind of messed up because they need ointment
or cream. I gotta stop at the pharmacy. You're a doctor? Get me my pills. I'm not that kind of doctor.
You know I can't run like that. My corns hurt. My arthritis is acting up something fierce.
Actually, an old man might be fun. Like, who is that?
Like, Wilf, right?
Yeah, Wilf. Bring Wilf back. Yes. Oh, next topic.
That's and the then he has to keep yeah. trying to, like, oh, no, don't get her too close. And just, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
I think we should explore more, options in ages and things. Yeah. Not kids.
Cause yeah, but we don't necessarily always need a 20-year-old college girl.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
I also, like, if we were going with multiple companions, the past and future dynamic. I think that's generally fun.
Yeah, like, who was the companion that was, like, from the Highlands?
Okay, this was specifically what I was talking about. Yeah, like, Jamie and Zoe, because Jamie was from way in the past and Zoe was from way in the future, like, the 2000s.
Yeah.
In the year 2000.
Yeah. But that was one of my favorite dynamics because they were so different from each other. And yet, when it came to the adventure, they were, like, both all about it. So, that dynamic for me is kind of perfect.
Let's get Samurai Jack. He's already a time traveler.
There you go.
Right? Okay. Now I just want to cross over everything.
Yeah.
So, Samurai Jack and Wilf.
Yes.
And a toddler, question mark?
A toddler.
That would be, like, a super genius toddler.
Baby genius.
You're, no, yeah, like baby genius. Or no, get fucking Boss Baby or whatever that was.
Oh, no.
Just so we can hear Alec Baldwin be obnoxious. Oh god, I hate it already. No, let's strike that.
Sorry, we ruined it.
Yeah.
We were so close.
And this is why Americans don't get to
doctor. Damn it! What about an American companion?
That was Perry.
Yeah, but like an actual like American.
An actual American?
Yeah.
I feel like John Barrowman almost counts. I know technically he's Scottish.
Yeah.
But he seems American.
Well, did he go here a little bit and then over there a little bit as well?
I don't know. I think, like, citizen-wise he was born there, but I don't know beyond that. He talks with an American accent every time I've heard him in real life.
What about an Ewok?
In Doctor Who?
Yeah.
I guess there's no reason why it can't take place.
The toddler
droids, robots.
Yes.
I think now we are at a place where robot companions would
Data.
Work. Yes. If oh my god, Data crossovers. Would be fantastic. Yes, Data.
Okay, we're bringing it back. Will, all right. Data.
Yes.
Ewok toddler, question mark.
You just leave it in the corner, though.
I think we have it. So Chip.
Oh wait, one more. The baby from Dinosaurs.
Oh no.
Just in a frying pan and just hits him. Not the mama. Yes. Don't judge me.
Looks like we're gonna need a new Timmy.
We're gonna every time a companion dies, we're gonna need another Timmy. No.
I kinda wanna know.
Doctor just starts calling everybody Timmy. No, I go through you people too fast. You're all named Timmy.
Oh, that does seem like something the doctor would do. Actually.
Yeah. I worked in retail for way too long. When it got to my last Christmas season, I stopped learning new people's names and I just made up names for people. My favorite was this guy. I started calling him Tank. And, like, he walked in and he's like, "Hi, I'm new. My name is, your name's Tank." He's like, "Why are you calling me Tank?" "Oh, is it because I'm buff?" "No, it's because you're standing next to an air tank."
It wasn't even a part of him.
No, he was just standing next to
an air tank.
Like, you know the helium balloons? There was an air tank right there with helium.
So then that doesn't help you remember what you called him.
So, like, the next time you saw him, he was, like, called.
No, he was always Tank from that moment. I probably wouldn't have remembered if he hadn't made such a big deal about it. But yeah, there was Tank. I called somebody Scruffy. Someone was just Sport.
Because they were by the sports section?
No, I don't know. They were just a young kid, and he called me old, and I'm all like, your name's Sport. Because I feel like old people call young kids Sport all the time.
I'm leaving all of this in.
I hope so. I should write a book.
I'd read that.
It's just like nicknames are
that you had for other people.
Yeah.
And why? Because the why is important.
Well, that'll be a chapter. That'll certainly be a chapter.
So it's not just going to be like a list, like a baby name book. It's going to actually be in chapters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we picked our companions.
Yeah.
Yes. This is going to be great.
Bye.
Disused Yeti?